Okay, Parshat Tzav. You see on the bottom of the page here we have three very quick vorts. I couldn't choose between them. They're all really quick. So each one's sweeter. Let's do all three. So Parshat Tzav tells us that when the Kohen comes in to do the Avodah, he has to change his clothes. So there's certain Avodahs that he does in one set of clothes, and then he has to put in clean clothes in order to come to the final part of the Avodah. So Rashi there comments, Ein zechove ela derech eretz. This isn't really an obligation. This is just manners. This is just common sense, being polite, being makes sense. Begadim shabishavon kedera l'rabo, ayin zog behen kos l'rabo. You're the servant who's preparing the meal for your master in the kitchen. So you're going to wear your dirty apron and dirty clothes to work in the kitchen. When you come out and serve the meal, the waiter isn't dressed like the cook. So if you're the same person, you're going to change your clothes, or you're going to take off your dirty apron and you'll have a clean shirt on when you come serve the master. So says Moshe Feinstein, Midavar zen nira, da'av dinei derech eretz heim dinim gemurim v'chiyuvim. Don't think that manners and being polite aren't dinim also. They are Torah laws. You have to be dressed. If we, in our human understanding, would say, hey, you can't go out like that. You look like a schlump. Your shirt is dirty. Everything, you're not dressed nice. So then that applies as well in halacha. You should make sure that your clothes are nicer when you daven. If you're not, okay, one thing, the guy only has dirty clothes, what's he going to do? Okay, so I guess onus. But if you have clean clothes and you're just not doing it, so you're not chapping what tefillah is. It's a pagam in your tefillah. You don't understand that you're standing before a king. When you're davening, you're talking to Hashem. When you're davening, you're talking to a king. You don't realize that. You wouldn't talk to a melech basar v'dam with a dirty shirt, so you shouldn't be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dirty shirt. So that's why many people have a minhag of nice clothing, the davening jacket, and all sorts of nice clothing that people have. What are they trying to say? They're trying to say, I realize I'm talking to king, so I'm not going to wear my schmutzy, dirty clothes from all my other mundane, menial activities that I do the rest of the time. When I daven, I'm going to make sure that I dress nice and clean. So these halachot of cleanliness and manners, so Moshe Feinstein says, they're indeed that. They're halachot. They're not just happenstance. So that's the lesson that he gets on that Rashi. Second, Eish Tamin. So Rashi says that the fire that they lit the candles on the Mizbeach had to stay lit. So what is this fire? That's when they did it. When you teach Torah to students, you have to make sure you do it with enthusiasm. But what's the enthusiasm? So, it's not the learning that has to be exciting. It's the approach to learning that has to be exciting. As in, don't be exciting in your learning at the expense of calmly and clearly explaining the whole Torah. The Torah, in order to be understood, needs yishuv hadat. So where's the ilavut? The ilavut is in the enthusiasm. Yes, let's go learn! Yes, you're learning. How amazing, how exciting it is that you're learning. There's the ilavu. But the actual learning, that has to be yotzev, that has to be an ish tamid. That has to remain stable so that you can focus and concentrate on your learning. And the third idea from this week's Parshat Tzav, the Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav Yaseota Chok Olam. The Kohen Gadol brought a certain offering, a certain mincha, on his first day as Kohen Gadol. Now you're Kohen Gadol, now you're in charge, so now you bring this offering. But also, he brought that same one every single day. So, clearly a message here. The offering that he brings as a Kohen Gadol is the offering that he's going to bring every single day. Now you're finally Kohen Gadol, so now there should be a big ceremony. Okay, you made it, you're here. Let's bring this offering. There should be a big party. But that same offering that you bring that first day is the same offering you're going to bring every day. Understand that every single day is to you a matana chadasha. So why do you have to understand that? So even though Aaron was chosen as Kohen Gadol, and he is Kohen Gadol for life, he doesn't have to get reelected every 2, 4, or 6 years. He doesn't. He's not on parole. Okay, he's Kohen Gadol, and his kids are Kohanim. They don't. They don't have issues that they might not remain Kohanim. He's a Kohen Gadol, and his kids are Kohanim, and that will never happen. Okay, so yes, we might know of some case where Beis Din removed a person because he wasn't Roy. So the Gemara discusses such a thing. So that's Davarachok. That's not what we're talking about. But it is a possibility that a Kaddish Baruch Hu will remove people from the Avodah if they're a Kohen. How so? If they have a Mum, if they're Tameh, if they die. There's all sorts of ways this Kohen can be not Zoche to his Tafkid of doing the Avodah. So therefore, every single day he has to bring this Minchas Kohen Gadol, this Minchas Chavitin. The Kohen Gadol every single day has to be like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for this incredible opportunity that I'm the Kohen Gadol. And every single day it has to be new to him and exciting to him. Why? Because every single day is a new opportunity to him. Today HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity because he didn't make him Tameh and didn't give him a Mum, and he's alive and lived to see it. No different than yesterday and no different than tomorrow. Every single day he has that excitement. Says R' Moshe Feinstein, that lesson is applicable to all of us, not just the Kohanim, not just the Kohen Gadol among us, in case one of you is here. Yizei Yishlamot HaKol Davar Bracha U'minoi Gedola Shashem Yidbarach Noten Shetzarech Lidbonen Shiyire Shiyizke Lezeh B'chol Shah. Everything we have, every bit of stature we have, every honor we have, every schus we have, everything we have going for us, every single second, we have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving it to us. Every single second, it could be taken away, keharafayin. We have to appreciate everything we have, and we should be zocha to, with that appreciation, to use it right, to grow accordingly. Thank you for listening to 3 wonderful short ideas in Parshat Tzav from R' Moshe Feinstein.